Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg, that's me, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode of Travel Today with Peter Greenberg is brought to you by audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today at www.audiblepodcast.com/travel today to get a free audiobook and 30-day trial.
If you're thinking about history in Newport Beach, most people would kind of, really? Newport Beach has history? Yeah, believe it or not, they do. And my next guest knows all about that. He's the author of The Newport Beach Centennial. It's really celebrating a century in this community, but most importantly, right now, he's also the editor of the Newport Beach Independent, Christopher Trella. How are you, man?
I'm doing fabulous.
And welcome back. We last talked about 4 years ago from here.
We did, yes. Yeah. And Newport Beach has grown a little bit in the last 4 years. It's become more beautiful.
I mean, I'm reminded every time I come here that I'm sitting here on 500 acres just at the resort of Pelican Hill. People don't realize what that means in California.
Especially in Orange County, yeah. When there is not that much land. But you're right. This is a beautiful, beautiful resort. They rebuilt this about almost 6 years ago now, and it's really become a great place to come, whether you're a tourist or a local.
What's changed?
Well, it's interesting to see the changes. Some are subtle. Some are big, obviously.
Give me a big one.
Big change. Well, in the last 5 years, this is one of the biggest, because anybody that used to come to Pelican Hill before this was completely transformed would know Pelican Hill as a sleepy little golf area. And it's now transformed to a world-class resort with some amazing golf courses down there and an amazing view. So this is one of the things. I think the restaurants have grown tremendously in the last 4 or 5 years. Last time we talked, it was about restaurants.
Yeah.
There have been some really terrific restaurants that have come in by some great chefs. Rick Bayless has opened Red O. Fig and Olive has come in. A number of other restaurants. So the restaurant industry is booming. People are going out to dine more than ever. But it's interesting to see what people are doing at the beach. Stand-up paddleboarding is huge now, bigger than it was 5 years ago.
Oh, 5 years ago, nobody was doing it.
No, nobody knew what the word SUP was, S-U-P, and now everybody's out there doing it.
Are you doing it?
I wish I could. I've tried and failed.
So you tried?
I have, yes.
But you know, they do make a stand-up paddleboard with a wider beam, which allows you to have a center of gravity that can work for you. I want you to know that.
I need a sit-down paddleboard, actually. I think that would be the best way to go.
That reminds me of a wonderful line by the famous actor Peter Ustinov, who at the beginning of World War II, as the Germans were beating the hell out of the English, and especially their tank corps, Rommel was just destroying them, he astounded everybody by enlisting in the tank corps. Nobody enlisted in the tank corps because those guys were getting decimated. And the draft board called him in. They said, we need to meet with you because we have to understand, how did this happen? Mr. Ustinov, can you please tell us, why did you enlist in the tank corps? And without hesitation, he says, because I prefer to enter battle sitting down. There you go.
I love that.
There you go. All right, so the big change, obviously the restaurant scene is getting bigger. everybody but you is stand-up paddleboarding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's become a real tourist destination. I think thanks a lot to the Visitors Bureau here, who's marketing the town overseas. They just got back from England, marketing Newport Beach and the Newport Beach Film Festival to England. And they actually have ads on a lot of the taxis there that say, visit Newport Beach, and it's working.
Wow. See, I love the harbor.
Well, the harbor is, it's one of our main assets here.
And the you still have the ferry.
Oh, absolutely. Started in 1919, still going strong, which is just amazing.
Is that the one that just goes to Balboa?
It's a three-minute ride from the Balboa Islands.
It's still a ferry. Come on, it's a three-minute ride, but
exactly.
It's still fun.
But it's beautiful. I love taking the ferry any chance I get, just because you don't get to do it almost anywhere else, especially in Southern California. It's about the only one I know of.
I mean, it is one of the largest recreational harbors on the West Coast.
It is. 9,000 boats here and counting.
Yeah, but let me talk about California boaters for a second, okay? Because I live on a boat not far from here in Marina Del Rey. Mm. They have over 8,800 boats there. At any given time, I think three go out. Everybody has a boat, and they sit on the back and drink. I mean, it's like, guys, and maybe it's a good idea that they don't go out. I mean, because they don't know what they're doing. People who own boats out here, most of them are looking for the turn signal and the handbrake. Mm-hmm. They don't exist, okay?
Well, in Newport Harbor, I think there's only a handful that go out except for the Duffy electric boats.
Yes.
On almost any day, especially in the weekends, that the harbor is just packed with Duffy boats.
Yeah.
That's what people prefer here because it's easier to steer and hold a glass of wine in one hand.
There we go. I knew it. Wine was involved, you see?
Absolutely.
BUI, boating under the influence, the Newport Beach trademark. Okay, got it. No, but in all seriousness, every time I come to the Newport Beach Harbor, I have to put two lookouts on the bow because everybody's zipping in front of me on their boats because they're coming out for their one day on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't do it on Saturday.
Exactly.
Stand on the harbor and watch them go crazy. Don't be part of that.
Especially during the summer. During the summer, the harbor is nuts. And during the Christmas boat parade. If you're ever on a boat watching the boat parade, it's almost as dangerous as being in a war, practically. But it's
really?
A lot of fun.
Is this the Christmas parade?
The Christmas boat parade.
Where they light up all the boats?
There's about 100 boats that parade around Newport Harbor, but there's hundreds of boats filled with people that are sitting in the harbor watching the parade.
Do they have in their hands?
More than you might imagine. they're having a great time, but that's one of the biggest events that we have every year. It brings almost 1 million people to town over 5 days.
Really?
It's tremendous.
Christopher Trello, the editor of the Newport Beach Independent. Stick around with us because when we come back, we're going to talk about things off the menu, things that are not in the guidebook, things that are not in the brochures that people need to know about when they come here. All right, stick with me. Back with more Peter Greenberg Worldwide from the resort at Pelican Hill in Newport Beach right after this. If you like Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.